This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The announcement by China and the United States that they've pledged to work together to cut harmful emissions this decade has been welcomed by UN Chief Antonio Guterres. Reacting to the surprise declaration on Wednesday by the two top economies at the COP26 summit in Glasgow, the UN Secretary-General said that tackling the climate crisis requires international cooperation and solidarity, and this is an important step in the right direction. His comments came after China's climate envoy Xi Shenhua and his counterpart from the US, John Kerry, told reporters that their countries would work together to meet the goals of the 2015 Paris Agreement, including by sharing technological expertise. As the global gathering draws to an end in Scotland, negotiators are busy drafting a final outcome document of the conference, which is expected to be released over the weekend. UN humanitarians said on Thursday that they've delivered aid to people stranded on the Belarus-Poland border. In a tweet, the head of the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, Filippo Grandi, said that the priorities were to prevent loss of life and move people to safer locations in Belarus. Mr. Grandi welcomed the access granted to aid teams from his agency and the International Organization for Migration, IOM, adding that UNHCR stood ready to help find solutions to the crisis, which has seen large numbers of migrants and asylum seekers mass at the frontier between the two countries. The development follows UN Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet's appeal on Wednesday for immediate humanitarian access, after she described the situation as intolerable. Amid plunging winter temperatures and reports that a child had died, Ms. Bachelet insisted that hundreds of men, women and children must not be forced to spend another night in freezing weather without adequate shelter, food, water and medical care. To Africa now, where the UN Health Agency has said that diabetics are four times more likely to die from COVID-19 than those who do not have the disease. The alert from the World Health Organization, WHO, follows analysis of 13 African countries, where there was a more than 10% fatality rate among patients with diabetes and the coronavirus, compared with 2.5% for COVID-19 patients overall. Diabetes impairs our ability to produce or process insulin, which is needed to prevent a dangerous rise in blood sugar. The disease causes inflammation and poor blood circulation, which increase the risk of complications, including death, from COVID-19. An estimated 24 million people live with diabetes in Africa today, and this number is expected to nearly double by 2045. Africa is also the region with the highest number of people who do not know their diabetic status, with an estimated 7 in 10 not knowing if they have the disease. Daniel Johnson, UN News.